California, you said we head out east.
Yeah.
Stop in and globe and bring Gabe into the conversation. Welcome to the program, sir.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Okay, Gabe, before I answer any questions, your favorite Mexican food restaurant in Globe is?
Actually, I'm in Glendale.
Oh, Glendale. I thought you said Globe.
I must have read something wrong. I
golly, Romy, you got me all excited.
Well, I'll still give it to you. It's Mi Patio down in Central Phoenix.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
So what's your favorite restaurant in Globe for Mexican? Then, Jay, you've obviously got...
It's hard to pick.
Oh, okay,
all right. it's hard to pick. You know, all the locals are telling me that Gallo's on the Trail is the place to go. So I have yet to try that one.
Okay, all right. Well, back to Glendale and back to Gabe. I apologize.
Sorry, we got distracted.
I
got my mouth going.
Somewhere.
I'm watering. I'm hungry.
Well, you guys need to quit talking about food. Now I'm going to have to try to go down there for lunch. All right. So my problem is about a year and a half ago, I visited a large chain nursery here, and I told them that I wanted to get a shade tree for my backyard because we're planning on doing like a little patio thing underneath it. And we're starting on a budget, and so we wanted to get something small. So we got a little 18-gallon tree. And when I told them I wanted something that would not get burned too bad in the winter, and then in the summer that would do well and give us a lot of shade, they pointed me toward a majestic ash. And so I went ahead and got kind of excited because it's got some larger leaves than some of the other ash trees. And I planted it, and it was about February when I planted it. And then that last summer, the leaves started turning brown, and I have some shade awnings that I built for my young citrus trees. And so I put one over that when I saw that happening and got it through last summer. And this summer it's gotten big enough where I can't put anything over it to shade my shade tree. And so this year, okay, all the leaves fell off and died, and it's coming back. But and also last winter, same thing happened. It got cold enough that it got frostbite and all the leaves fell off. Mm-hmm. And so this is a cycle now that's happening twice a year where the frost kills all the leaves and they fall off, and then they grow back. The summer, the heat kills the leaves, they fall off, and then they grow back. Is this a cycle?
Are you prepared to answer your own question here?
yes, but I kind of wanted a professional opinion before I go dig the thing up.
Yeah. You have my permission. I would not plant a majestic beauty chamel ash if it was the last tree left on earth. I'd go get a metal structure if I needed to shade something, especially if it's in an area that has a patio around it. If you had flood irrigation, you know, in the middle of a big grassy lawn and you flood irrigated it and you wanted to water it in addition to that, you know, maybe it's a suitable tree for your situation. Plus, it gets pretty big. You said you wanted a smaller tree. That tree
it's kind of in the back of our corner of our lot, and we have a 10,000 square foot lot, and so it should do well. I have a 20-foot radius around it, but we just wanted something that's kind of like out there and back, and just kind of nice to go out and hang out and watch the kids play in the.
Go get a red push pistache and plant it in that spot, and you'll be thrilled.
Yeah, because the other tree we were looking at was a Fantex ash, and I heard you guys talk
about
that.
If you're going to plant an ash, that's the one to plant. And if for my money, if I'm going to plant a deciduous tree, I'm going to plant a red push pistache, something that gives me great fall color.
That is a great, great tree.
So
for color.
That being said, that's what I'd plant.
There's a couple options for you, Gabe. We appreciate the call. You've got a real shovel-ready job. Dig it up.
Yep. Before it gets any bigger, before it gets any harder to do.
Might as well start fresh. Fall's a perfect planting season. Get a jump on it. It's just going to be an ongoing nightmare. So, like you said, he already knew the answer calling in. He was just hoping somebody could give him an excuse not to. So, final minutes wrapping up this hour.
Well, it's if you're starting to get the urge and the bug, it's time to start getting some plans together, if nothing else. We're going into our, let's call it spring, but our great planting season, which is fall, and whether it's flowers and geraniums and petunias or wildflowers. We had a call on that, getting those ready, sweet peas to vegetables, to starts, planting seeds, onion sets, garlic, all that stuff starts to roll in this time of year. And then, you know, as Gabe just called about planting a shade tree, couldn't pick a better time in the next month or two.
Lawns, keep them going or start thinning back?
Okay, yeah,
if you're
we didn't even
transition.
Talk about lawns, but it's time to, you know, if you're going to plant a winter lawn, you don't want to do too much right now. Maybe even let it get a little longer between mowings. Let that lawn start to really build up some and store up some starches and carbohydrates so that it can go into dormancy in a much healthier state. Don't fertilize it again. If you're going to not plant a winter lawn, you know, feed it, water it, take care of it just like you have been. The lawns will start. This is a great time for lawns, I think, because they slow down. You don't have to mow them as much, but they're still green and nice looking. So lawns should look pretty good right now. Don't start scalping and overseeding yet. When you see the golf courses start, they're doing that out of economic necessity. They have to get started early. So, you know, wait till about the 1st of October, at least then. The middle of October is even better.
Harper's Nursery is located on?
Hayden Road, just south of Thomas, and I'm headed there now.
Till
4 o'clock today.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.